Let's talk just a few minutes about what we're doing today and why. We've touched on it already. But today is Celebration Sunday. Like we said, celebrating our 23rd year as a church. And giving thanks to God. Because if He hadn't enabled us, we could have never gotten started. Because we really did start from nothing. We didn't have any backing from any denomination or from any wealthy people, individuals, or we just stepped out by faith and sold what we had and rented and then went steps from there to be able to purchase. And here we are. 23 years later, still got a church.
Yes, sir.
And got this wonderful property here right on the main street in Branson. And got 70 acres here, all paid for. And all the buildings paid for. And it's not because we're so smart or did everything perfect. It's because the Lord is good.
Yes.
Somebody say good. The Lord is good. This is something the enemy fights so hard to keep people from finding out.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the scripture says in Romans, the goodness of God draws men, draws women, it draws people to repentance, to come to God and repent and believe and receive and be changed. Everybody say the goodness of God. You know, Moses had gotten to know God some, and at one point he cried out to him and said, "Oh God, show me your glory. Show me your glory." And the Lord answered him and said, "I'll show you my goodness." Well, he didn't ask for that, but that's what God's glory is. His goodness, His glory is a manifestation of His goodness. Now, regardless of how much you think you know about how good God is, He's better than that.
That's right. That's right.
He's more good than you know.
Yes. Yes.
Do you believe that or not?
Yes. Yes.
Well, are you open to getting a greater revelation today of how good God is?
Yes.
Go ahead and say it then. God,
I believe
in your goodness.
In your goodness.
I want to know more of your goodness.
Reveal it to us, please.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The scripture says, I just want to read a couple of scriptures to you. I won't take very long. Psalm 31:19 says, "Oh, how great is your goodness that you have laid up for those that fear you, and you have worked for those that trust you before the sons of men." God has stockpiled goodness. He has laid it up. He has laid up reservoirs of goodness for those that believe on Him and respect Him and trust Him. Is that you? The Bible said in Jeremiah 31:12, it said that people would flow together to the goodness of the Lord. That's what what Celebration Sunday is about, is a celebration of His goodness.
Yes.
I'm going to say it probably another 20 times.
Yeah. Amen. Good.
Huh?
Come on.
I'm going to quiz you a little bit. What's happening today?
Celebration.
Chris, what's happening today? Huh? Celebration Sunday. Well, what are we celebrating? We are celebrating, huh? Not how pretty you are. We're thankful for that, but, huh? We're celebrating the goodness of God. I want to hear you say it.
I'm celebrating.
What does celebrate mean? Yeah, one word is to rejoice in. to be glad about, to talk about it, to tell it, declare it, celebrating the goodness of God. He said people would flow together to the goodness of God. And verse 14, he said, my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're not satisfied, what is it you need? Huh? She might have thought it was a house or a car or clothes or jewelry or money or whatever. Well, these are some of the benefits of God's goodness, but that's not the blessing. A car is not the blessing. Huh? Money is not the blessing. The blessing is the power to get and the power to enjoy and the power to give. The blessing of the Lord makes rich. The psalmist said this in Psalm 107. He said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. He keeps saying it throughout this lengthy psalm. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. In other words, why don't men praise the Lord for His goodness? Oh, that they would. They should. Oh, that men would what? Praise the Lord for His goodness. So today is what? Celebrating His goodness, praising the Lord for His goodness, and we will be satisfied with His goodness, the scripture said. He satisfies the longing soul, and He fills the hungry soul with goodness. With goodness. That's what your soul is hungry for. It's not just natural things, but the goodness of God. He said in 2 Chronicles 6:41, arise, Lord, to your resting place. O God, be clothed with salvation. Let your saints rejoice in goodness. Rejoicing in goodness. One verse said, they delighted themselves in your great goodness. Now, one thing that Moses said when the Lord delivered him out of Egyptian bondage and his father-in-law came, you know, and the Bible said his father-in-law rejoiced at all the goodness that God had done for them. And Moses told him, he said, come, go with us. Keep going. God's taking us to a good place. Go with us. And Moses told him, he said, and whatever goodness the Lord does for us, we'll do it for you. You know, such as you have, that's what you can give. Right? If you're full of meanness, huh? What do you give? Such as you have, huh? If you're full of, I'm not just joking. If you're full of bitterness, if you're full of anger, you're not going to be ministering peace or grace. Whatever you're full of is going to come out of you. It's going to taint your voice and your countenance and your appearance and your mannerisms, whether you mean to or not. You don't want to be like that. You don't want to be full of meanness. You don't want to be full of ugly. You want to be full of the goodness of God. And then whatever goodness He does for you, you can minister that to somebody else. The Bible said in Psalm 68:10, you, O God, have prepared of your goodness for the poor. God has prepared goodness for the poor. Now look at this. And this verse is one of the main ones for our day, going back to the beginning, Luke 14:12. Luke 14:12, Jesus said this. He said, when you make a dinner or a supper, don't just call your friends, your brethren, your kinsmen, nor your rich neighbors, lest they bid thee again and a recompense be made you. In other words, You throw them a party, and later on, they're going to throw a party and invite you, and it's, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. You do something for me, I'll remember it. I do something for you. He said, no, don't just do that. Verse 13, when you make a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. Keep going. And you will be blessed. For they cannot recompense you. They can't pay you back. But you will be paid back. You'll be recompensed at the resurrection. Hallelujah. Of the just, because you were a giver. You were a giver. You were a sower, not expecting anything from the people you were giving it to, not expecting any kind of return or any kind of repayment. It truly was a seed sown out of love, a free gift. That's why I say what we're doing around here today, it's no flea market. It's no trade. It's no, people say, well, it's paying back. No, it's not paying back. It's sowing seed in love. Yes. Asking for nothing in return. Can you say amen? Amen. He said, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Proverbs 11:24 says this. He said, there is that scatters and yet increases. And there is that withholds more than is meat, but it tends to poverty. One translation says, it's possible to give away and become richer. It's possible to hold on too tightly and lose everything. He goes on to say, the liberal man shall be rich. By watering others, he waters himself. We're not stingy. We're not selfish. We're not poverty minded. Huh? We're not scrape the barrel, pinch every penny, hold on to everything you can for yourself. We're givers. That was a little weak. I said, we're givers. How about you? Come on, so I want to hear you say it. I'm a giver. I am a giver. I'm a giver every day of my life. Hallelujah. And the more you give, the more the Lord can bless and cause to come back to you. The liberal person will be made rich, the scripture said.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So we're sowing a bunch today.
Uh-huh.
We've sown in the past.
Yes.
And we're going to sow in the future.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to reap. Reap, reap, all kind of great things are going to happen to us. Hallelujah. Because we obeyed and we gave and it'll come back. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Oh, somebody say running over. Running over. Hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me, accompany me, chase me and catch me all the days of my life. Now, we would be remiss, as I've already referred to, if we didn't refer to the greatest giver and the greatest gift that's ever been given. Phyllis and I were talking about this earlier this week. The Lord had stirred us up about the reality of heaven and hell. And how that so many people live this life like this is all there is, and like there is no hell, and like there is no heaven, and there is no eternity. And the devil and his group, his evil spirits, have deceived most of the world. The scripture says that people are blinded. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to talk about it. But the greatest decision you will ever make, nothing else even comes close, is what you do with Jesus. What you do about Him. Is it true or not? I mean, we just talked about those folks that were with us a couple of days ago before those storms, and now they're gone. Well, is that the end of them? Or is there a heaven? Is there a hell? Does everybody go to heaven? Not according to Jesus. Not according to the scriptures. And what people have not understood, but you can't be good enough to be saved. You can't save yourself. Attending a church does not save you. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Being baptized, being sprinkled does not save you.
Amen.
Joining a church, having your name on the roster of a church, as good as that is, it does not save you. Jesus said, you must be born again.
Yes.
Didn't he say this?
Yes,
why? Because the reason he came is because we couldn't save ourselves. He came and did what we could not do for ourselves. He took our place. He actually went to the heart of the earth. He was judged in our place and took our place. And judgment was satisfied. And he was raised from the dead 3 days later. And he triumphed over death, over hell, and the grave. Hell is a truly terrible place.
Yeah.
The scripture talks about it, that it's a place of torment, a place where the worm does not die. And there's darkness, and there is gnashing of teeth, and there is torment and vexation. Just being separated from God, just being with all the other evil people and devil and demons makes it hell.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And people don't want to hear it, and they don't want to talk about it. But friend, if it's real, do we need to talk about it?
Yes.
Do we need to warn people,
yes,
stay away from this place. Do not go to this place.
Yes,
you remember Jesus told the account of the rich man and Lazarus. And he talked about how that the poor man, you know, he lifted his eyes and he was in Abraham's bosom, and the other man was in torments. And he said, you know, send people and tell my brothers so they don't come to this place.
Yeah.
And Abraham said, no, let them listen to Moses. And the prophet, that was the word they had at that time. And he said, no, but if one came back from the dead, they would listen. He said, no, if they won't listen to the writings and the prophets, they wouldn't listen though one rose from the dead. That was prophetic, wasn't it? Because one did rise from the dead, and people still are not listening. But we listen. And that's why we got a church. And that's why we're still here. And that's why we're going to continue to talk about these things, because we don't want anybody to miss heaven and go to hell. Nobody. Nobody. But if you don't receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and do it from your heart and put your faith in Him as your Savior and salvation, you will not be saved. You will be lost. And so, friend, you know, these people we talked about that died in the storm, they did not expect to leave yesterday or the day before or the day before. You got to be ready to go right now. So what do you think?
Yes.
Huh? Everybody that's in the building, everybody that's in Sarasota, everybody watching online right now, how many think 100% of us should miss hell,
yes,
and go to heaven?
Yes.
Who's it up to? I can't receive for you.
No.
You're being born in a Christian home with godly saved parents does not save you.
No.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
You know, going to a good church, that alone does not save you.
Right.
You must be born again. And Jesus said this in Matthew. He said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father and His angels. But if you'll confess me before men, in front of men, I will confess you before the Father and His angels. So everybody stand up. There's people around you. They can hear you. And you're not going to be quiet. And you're not going to be dumb. And you're not going to let the enemy tell you what you can and can't do. He's not your Lord. You and I are going to confess Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Everybody watching online, quit doing anything else and step toward the screen. Step toward the monitor. Get serious about this. Heaven is real. Hell is real. And sadly, there are, over the course of the whole planet today, there will be scores of thousands of people die in 24 hours, and a bunch of them are going to hell. It's awful. It's terrible. But it's not God's choice. It's their choice. They refused opportunities like this. Sometimes some people refused 100,000 opportunities over the course of 70, 80, 90 years. Now that is too sad. I said, that is too sad. And now it's too late. But not for us today. We're alive. We're breathing. God's on the throne. This is the perfect opportunity. Everybody around here will just be so happy that you confess Jesus as your Lord. You got no opposition here, and you want to be ready the rest of the day if somebody pops up and goes, are you ready? You ready to go? And you can say, I sure am. I sure am. I confessed Jesus just an hour ago in the service. Everybody said out loud, I mean out loud, so somebody else, you're not ashamed of the Lord. Say, Father God.
Father God.
Say it louder.
Father God.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I believe in your Son, Jesus.
I believe in your Son, Jesus.
I acknowledge.
I cannot save myself.
No other people can save me. But Jesus, your Son, took my place, paid for my sins, was judged in my place, and you have raised him from the dead. He's alive right now. King of kings, Lord of lords,
soon to come again.
Jesus,
I confess you,
Lord of my life.
I receive
everything you've done for me.
Thank you
for saving me. Oh, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Be glad. Rejoice. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whoo. Glory to God. Now, it's important that you identify with Christ publicly in baptism, and that you become a contributing part of a good local church family. And if you're anywhere around us, we have baptismal services. You can come be baptized. So you see any of these folks in these, what do we call it, staff shirts and whatever, ask them about it, and they can tell you how you can be baptized in water. And then if you don't live close by, maybe we can help you find a church wherever you are, and that kind of thing. But the big deal is, are you ready to go? Somebody's ready to go that 10 minutes ago was not ready to go. This is Celebration Sunday. Hallelujah! This is the greatest celebration. Lift your hands one more time and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, lift your praise. Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory to God. You can be seated.
creation of water, earth, and sky. The heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy.
Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth. Early in the morning, I will celebrate the light.